Also in 68, that was a big year, the assassination.
That was a horrible year, yeah. It was the consequential year.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy.
What kind of effect did that have on you in that year?
Well, it was just appalling. I think the first thing that I noticed on television, because we hadn't had television or air conditioning or anything like that in Iran. So I come back to Tulsa and it's totally comfortable. I remember thinking, Tulsa should not be this comfortable. Should it? Can it? And it was. It was just everything was made for our comfort. And we had televisions in the hotel room. So, of course, I had the television on all the time. And with the children watching this television set, looking into this box, we see a four-star general in the street of Saigon shoot this guy point blank in the head, in the forehead. I mean, it's the kind of thing you don't want your children to see. That began my year of watching horrible things on television. And I hadn't seen television ever since the Nixon-Kennedy debates, I think, was the last time I'd looked at a television set. And to come home to this was really pretty shocking. The year certainly took its toll. I personally registered as a Democrat because I knew there wasn't anything I could do to help in the Republican Party because they didn't need my help. They were going another direction.
Would that have been in 68 that you registered?
Yeah, 68.
Was that anything dramatic on your part or your family's part that you
No.
were?
No.
Had Joe been a Republican? Or
Joe had been a Republican. All my family is Republican. So always have been.
What did Joe think of you changing your registration?
I think he was very tolerant. He and I would argue quite a bit about Vietnam, but I think he was really terrific about letting me go my own way.
So he remained a Republican then.
Oh, yeah.
And your involvement then with Nelson Rockefeller was maybe one campaign, but you really got involved in 1970 in District 1 and James R. Jones for
yeah.
Congress.
Yes.
So that was your first getting involved campaign as a Democrat.
Yeah, it was. And actually, the Joneses were friends of both of ours. Joe is a moderate Republican. You know, he wasn't exactly where his party was, but a good Republican. But not where the rest of the party seemed to be going.
Was Joe in support of Congressman Jones in 1970?
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Paige Belcher was the opponent then.
Yeah.
That was a pretty aggressive campaign. What did you do?
I did yard signs. And I did a lot of door knocking. So I got to know campaigning right off. It was interesting. The closer I came to the Joneses' house, the more I thought, oh, my gosh, we've got to have some yard signs for Jim in his own neighborhood because his wife, you know, Jim was never offended by things that happened in politics the way his wife was. I think these things are always harder on the person who's married to someone. When she had Paige Belcher signs sprouting up in her neighborhood, that was not something we needed to let stand alone. We needed to get some other Jim Jones. So I had a big focus on their immediate neighborhood. But mostly what I did was just knocking on doors.
Jim was defeated in that contest
yes.
in 1970.
He learned from everything we did. Any mistakes we made, he learned from them. Because John Baumgartner was there churning the statistics, precinct by precinct, street by street, doing a real analysis of exactly what was going on. And it was considered to be a swing district, even though it was Republican. It was considered that he lived in the swing part of town, the Jim Jones.
Yeah.
The part that could easily go Democrat, sometimes went Democrat, sometimes went Republican.
In what area of town was that?
They lived right on 21st and maybe Madison, but on 21st Street. John lived in that area, too, or he lived closer to the Utica Square area. But just in talking to neighbors, you realize that many people can go either way. They want us to work things out. People want problems resolved, and they don't want to hear about them again and again and again, like a broken record.
So it was a pretty heady thing for Jim Jones to take on Paige Belcher, who had been an incumbent and been there for many, many years.
Yeah.
Jim would have been in his early 30s, I suppose, when
yeah.
he ran in 1970.
Yeah.
Then in 72, Jim Jones runs again. he wins that election, and you're involved in that too.
Yes, it was nice to be involved in a winning election. And they did a real analysis of the district so that he spent more time in the swing areas, the parts of town that could go Democrat, instead of down south in the Republican precincts.
We'll skip ahead to 1976, because now Senator Inhofe ran for that first congressional district in 1976. And in the primary, Senator Inhofe defeated then State Senator Frank Keating.
Ah, yes.
And Mary Warner. Quite handily, he defeated Frank Keating by 67 to 25%. But then in the general election, now Senator Inhofe lost to James R. Jones by 54 to 45%. So as we know, these men have gone on to do what they do. It's interesting to look back on where they were in 1976.
Yeah.
Congressman Jones then served 14 years. And then in 86, he ran against Senator Don Nichols and lost that race.
That's the history. I forgot which time Jim Inhofe had run against Jim Jones. And he never ran against him for Senate then.
No.
That was Don Nichols.
Yeah.
That was the year I was elected, 1980. And right. Ronald Reagan.